akhirah in every way. Tazkiyah, and tazkiyah means that the whole of deen comes into our lives. For that, one dua is very, very helpful also, which is the dua of hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the beautiful explanation given to it by our Shaykh Adamullah Fuyudahum. The dua is Allahumma arinal haqqa haqqa. Oh Allah, show us the truth as truth. Today that is also, in that also we are lacking very greatly. The many people doubt the truth. They see the truth as falsehood. So the truth is established. It is the truth. It is one. But to understand, be able to understand it, accept it, that is another separate thing, and that is only from Allah Ta'ala. We know today there are many wrong ideologies, many wrong things which are going around. We understand many times a person understands it's wrong, but for him to prove it to the next person, that becomes very, very hard. He feels, I can't prove it. The person takes out so many objections. And in fact, with regard to that, we shouldn't be too worried to try and prove to other people. One time, a person came to Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, and he wanted to debate with him on a certain point. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh refused to debate. And he explained to that person that the person who has got more knowledge, the person who can present his arguments in a much more better way, even if he's on the falsehood, but he can present he can twist words, etc., he will win the debate. And this matter which you want to debate with me, either you're going to win the debate or I'll win the debate. And then today, those were those days, but today much more, our pride won't allow us to accept. And then the other thing is, now we, A and B, have debated. A won the debate. Tomorrow C comes with a different view, and he wants to debate. So are you going to now leave what you are on, and you're going to follow what C says? And this will carry on till Z and beyond also. The debates won't come to an end. What is that conviction must come in the heart that what I'm doing is right. And so, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa. Oh Allah. And also, this has been proven over and over. When you are on the right, and you make your effort in the right way, just have sabr and carry on. All your oppositions will just fall away. Either they will join you on the way, or either they will just wither away. You don't have to fight them. And with regard to that, it is Allah's help that comes. For example, on one occasion, in a majlis of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one person was telling Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu very, very bad things. And Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was just smiling. He wasn't saying anything. And that person was just carrying on and telling Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu so bad things. Then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu eventually said one thing in his defense. When he said that one thing in his defense, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked up unpleased, displeased from the gathering and walked away. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Oh Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was telling me so many wrong things and so bad things, you just kept on smiling, you didn't say a word. When I said one word in my defense, you became unhappy, displeased, and you got up and you walked away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Oh Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as long as you were quiet making sabr, Allah had appointed a farishta, an angel who was giving answers on your behalf. But when you spoke, then the farishta became also unhappy that you took over his work. And he went away. And in that gathering with which Allah is unhappy, Allah's Nabi cannot sit in such a gathering. So when a person is doing the right thing, don't worry about criticism and about people speaking bad. You carry on. The truth must show. The truth has to come out. Tubla sarair. On the day of Qiyamah is a day when the sarair, the secrets, will become open and manifest. And that is on the day of Qiyamah. In this world, how many cases we find that it was a murder case, it was like an accident or something. Afterwards it comes out it was a murder case. Then the person was the close to her person, the husband or the father, he caused the whole thing, and he was the murderer. In fact, outwardly you can cover it up, but the truth must surface, and what remains over on the day of Qiyamah will surface. What we have to see, that we are on the truth, on the right. That is what is required. And that is, as long as a person hasn't got access to justice, etc. And generally, there is no access to justice in this world. So the best is to make sabr. In Makkatul Mukarrama, how lot zulm was made on the Muslims, but there was no retaliation. The strict command of Allah Ta'ala was a command of sabr. When in Medina Sharif they had authority, then Allah Ta'ala allowed them to use force. When there is authority, and that authority is righteous, then use that authority. But till there isn't that, and today nowhere practically in the world is there any authority of righteousness. The authority are also all very corrupt. Wherever it is in the world, all authority is also very corrupt. In that case, it is to make sabr. And Allah's help is with that person. And the truth will manifest eventually. So we should make sabr, and we should not, we should carry on with our work. From where did we go? Ji. The dua, that ji, make dua to Allah Ta'ala, and we carry on with the what is right. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa. Oh Allah, show me the truth as truth. And then, warzuqna ittiba'a. And give me the rosy of ittiba. According to our understanding of language, we would have used the word wuwaffiqna al-ittiba. Give us tawfiq of ittiba. That we see the truth as truth, and then we have the tawfiq of following the truth also. Because that is also another thing. First, to know what the truth is. Many people, they accept the falsehoods as truth, and they propagate it. And today in the world, how lot of false ideologies and how they are promoted, like same-sex marriages. Today it's an in thing in the world. How wrong it is. But today it is being promoted as the right thing. Freedom for every individual. But when you want to wear a niqab, then there isn't freedom. If a girl of 15 years want to get married, then there isn't freedom. Then you have to have permission from the authorities. In how many countries you want to a second marriage is forbidden. You can have 100 girlfriends, is all right, but second legal marriage is forbidden. So how many falsehoods are carrying on in the world, and they are being by the media, by the governments, by the PhDs, by the universities. These are all being promulgated and being taught as the right thing. Darwin's theory of evolution, the Big Bang theory, all these wrong things, totally wrong, most stupid things, but how people are being brainwashed. We might think that, I'm not influenced, but how many other people are being influenced. This terrible, stupid lifestyle of the dressing, for example, the young girls of all communities, they're wearing their jeans, which are so difficult for them to get on, and so difficult to take off again. And the movement also is so restricted. If they have to board a bus or a train, they have to jump with both legs on. Like a frog they have to carry on. Because they can't even move themselves. And health-wise, the blood in the body is restricted so much. And how many other wrong things? The shoes which are so tight. Especially women folk who wear the terrible shoes which are so tight on their legs. And they have endless problems then with the varicose veins, and then all other the joints of the body. It causes them so much harm. But all this is fashion. It's the in thing. So people see it as right. If you tell any person, once when Eskom was changing the bulbs, they were putting this energy savers free of charge for the people. They came to one person's house on our street, a young woman. Black woman, young woman, and they were going to change those bulbs, but they had very high heels, shoes on. They had to climb on chairs, etc., in order to, which was so dangerous. And when they told them that this is so dangerous, you must wear flat shoes, they say, you think we are stupid. To wear flat shoes, which is so healthy, that is called stupidity. And to wear that high heel, which is so dangerous, and so sharp it is, that it causes your leg so much of harm. But that is now the in thing. What is brand names and what is fashion? A person will pay. Be woman folk, those who are but who cannot afford the very expensive brand name in abayas. They buy an ordinary abaya, but then they go and buy the label, the brand name label, and they put it onto this abaya. Just that amongst people, today if you don't have a blackberry, you don't have a blueberry, then you're from the Stone Age or something. You don't know what's happening. So all these things which are so the wrong things. So this is such a this tazkiyah, this hidayat that Allah shows us, that a person can see it. That is what is tazkiyah. That a person sees the truth as truth. That is the first stage. The second stage is to be able to accept it. وَوَفِقْنَا الْإِتِّبَاء. To have tawfiq, that you follow it. But Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what ulum utitu ilm al-awwaleen wal-akhirin. I have been given the knowledge of the first and last people. What great knowledge. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yeah, used the word, وَرْزُقْنَا اتِّبَاءَ. And give us not only the tawfiq to follow it, but the rosy of following it. Our Shaykh Adamullah Fuyuzahum, Jazahumullah Khair, says, look at that hadith that a person inna nafsa lan tamuta hatta tastakmila rizqaha, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. No soul will die until it completes its rosy. So the word rosy, oh Allah, show me the truth as truth and give me the rosy. That means every truth must come into my life. That I must not be deprived of any truth. Every truth must, not only the tawfiq of following the truth, but just like you cannot die till your rosy is not complete. Oh Allah, let my no maut not come until every truth does not come in my life. From here also we can understand why the salihin, the righteous, the pious, they are mi'yari haq also. And we can follow them. Because when that hidayat comes from Allah Ta'ala, Allah blesses them with all the true and the right things. Therefore, how many times I myself had asked my one ustad with regard to the matter of prawns. Now it's a very clear-cut thing that it is not permissible. It's makruh tahrimi, but at those just the beginning stages. So he explained to me, so I asked him, what is your practice? That is sufficient for me. What you do? He says, I don't touch it also. So that is the thing, that Allah Ta'ala blesses these righteous people with the correct thinking also. And that is why a person then, by instinct, makes mashura with them, wants to be like them. And he, how many young boys, school going boys, writing a composition, my hero. And in school, they write about some deeny person, he's my hero. Because Allah has put that, that I want to be like that person. So when that haq comes into a person, so this dua is very, very helpful, which we should make with this proper understanding. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'a, and give us the rosy of follow of making ittiba. That is, not only to know it, to know the truth as truth is also one thing. And you don't know how to explain to the next person. But more than you are worried of other people, and here also another great lesson, many of us that we want to explain to people, but we forget ourselves. First ourselves. And one person that has got the truth in him becomes a cause of hidayat for so many other people. Where just your own amal is enough. It becomes a source of hidayat for other people. Mufti Abdullah Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, who is Adamik Barakatum, who's here with us, when we were at his place in Phulpur, he said this one jumla sentence, ke sahibe haq se sahibe dil se haq sahibe qalb se inqilab paida hota hai. A person who's got a correct heart, inqilab, revolution comes by that person. One such person brings a change, but you yourself must be convinced of that. And like the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Hadrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, one person who had the truth and inqilab came into the world. And I was very surprised that this is a teaching not only from our Islamic perspective, but politics, they also teach this. And they teach that in a country, if there's one person who wants to overthrow the government and is convinced of his mission, that this government is not correct, eventually he'll overthrow that government. One person it starts with. Therefore, the whole schooling is a propaganda to brainwash the people according to the government of the time. The government of the time uses schools in order to make people think in their favor and in their way. Media is predominantly the same tool also to brainwash the people. Because one person has a different idea in the white government of South Africa that was overthrown. One person's ideas. Then people rallied behind him. It became a party, and eventually, which was people who knew the white government of South Africa would all agree at that time it was impossible to overthrow them. They were so strong and so powerful that to overthrow them, but one person's conviction. So that is what has to come into our hearts. That hidayat, that tazkiyah, purification of the soul, that seeing the truth as truth. One person it comes in and it causes a complete change and a revolution comes. So Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna tiba'a wa arina al-batila batila. And when the heart has got that conviction, as we explained the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's a small piece of flesh, the heart. In size it's small, in weight it's small, but it controls the whole body. The whole body. And once that comes into the heart, that person now, he won't be worried about his food, but that conviction becomes his object in life. And when the truth has become your object in life, we see so many people gave their lives. Mujahideen, once the truth has come into the heart, nothing can stop that person. Which our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, when that truth, ab akal ki zanjiro ko torenge hum, the chains with which harness the brain will break those chains also. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali gives this example that when you see a bull, when it puts its head down, you must know it's going to use its full power now. And it's going to fight right till the end. It's not going to give up at all. In bull fighting, when you see the bull, when it puts its head down, then it's going to be using its full power. So when person has that conviction in his heart, he doesn't need money, he doesn't need political influence, he doesn't need position, nothing. That heart, and he will bring changes, great, great changes. So the heart is the most important. And that is, if we can make our heart correct in this 1 month of Ramadan. And the truth, we see it as truth, and Allah is there to do it for us, if we want it. And that beautiful explanation, which Mufti Abdullah Pulpuri Damat Barakatum gave today after Zohar when he gave his talk, and he explained that وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. مَنْ يَشَاءُ, man is referring one tafsir to Allah Ta'ala. Allah guides towards Allah whom He wants to. And that is the famous and the accepted and general tafsir. And the other tafsir, وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ هِدَايَتَهُ. That the man is the person who wants his hidayat. A person who makes niyat of his hidayat, Allah guides that person to Allah Ta'ala. In the one place, it is Allah is the one who desires. That Allah Ta'ala desires the hidayat of a person, Allah gives that person hidayat. And the other tafsir, which is also 100% correct, وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. A person who wants that love of Allah, Allah guides that person towards Allah. Allah gives that person that iman. So this is, Allah, show us the truth as truth, that we see it. And we have the conviction of the truth. And then we start practicing upon it also. Then your money, whether you are a rich person, to live a simple life is not difficult. Your wealth won't stop you from living a simple life. You're a poor person, and you haven't got your food also. You are battling. You're a very hard battler. But once you see the truth, nothing will stop you from the truth also. That whether you have to pay a heavy fine, but I can't pay a bribe. I can't speak a lie. The truth won't allow you when it has come into the heart. And that is where, that is the winner in all cases. In this little village of India, near Meerut, Ajarara, there was a very long time when the British were ruling India, there was an argument, and we went to a court case when the judge was also a British white man from England, and about a piece of land. The Muslims claimed that this land belongs to the Muslims for a masjid, and the Hindus claimed that it belonged to the Hindus for a mandir. And this court case carried on for very many years. Finally, the judge, he wanted an amicable solution to the whole problem. So he said, and he knew that the Imam of the masjid is a very pious, righteous, and upright and truthful person. He said, if he comes and give evidence, then I'll give the judgment according to what he says. Muslims were, of course, very happy that definitely a Muslim and the Imam, how can he say a piece of land is for a mandir, for the Hindus? 100% he's going to say it is for the Muslims. The Hindus, they knew that it's going to go against them, but that was what the judge had decided. So he came, and according to one narration, he said he refused at the beginning to come. And he said, I vowed not to look at the face of this white people who have come to rule over our country here. And the reason for that is that it was the intention of the British to convert everyone to Christianity. So he said, and they were oppressive rulers that have overtaken the country. So then the judge said, no problem. He doesn't have to look at me. He can look in the opposite direction. But just so that this case can come to an end, let him come and give this evidence. He came and he said, to the best of my knowledge, this land belongs to the Hindus for a mandir. Nobody could believe their ears that we are hearing this. This is being said. But that was, and the judgment was made. The Muslims got very angry naturally. They broke his hands, legs. That how could you ever do a thing like that? How could you ever say that? Today we will say, for the sake of Islam, that even you lie, even if you don't know, but lie. But he didn't. Then when the Hindus came to know, they got together and they held a meeting. And in that, the outcome of the meeting, they came to the Imam and they told him, we have come here to give you two glad tidings. The first is that we want to accept Islam. And you make us read the kalima. The second is that piece of land, we are donating it for a masjid, and we will build the masjid. Now they were Muslims, so the truth wins. So when the truth comes into the heart, this is what we require. For me to speak, for us to listen is easy, but when we are faced with a small case, a traffic cop stops us, we know we have to pay a fine of 200 rand, 500 rand, but then we will lie. We will give him a bribe. It will be so easy for us that we forget all this. The whole Khanqah, the whole 30 days, all the bayans, everything we forget. So when that time comes, when we see a woman outside, then we forget everything. Yeah, we can nod our heads from the sky to the ground, and that we are so pious. But when we are outside, when the actual test comes, then it's a different thing completely. So this dua, and when Allah puts it in the heart, and according to this tafsir, Allah wants to do it for those who want their own hidayat, those who want that change, and any one person who wants that heart, Allah wants to do it. In the ayat of the Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Our Shaykh Da'amat Barakatum says, Allah Ta'ala himself has stretched out the hand of friendship. That Allah wants you to become his special friends, for which only two things are required, iman and taqwa. The minute you have iman and taqwa, you become the very special friend of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has offered Allah gave us iman in the first place. It's a gift from Allah Ta'ala. 100% gift of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, a person could just think, if I was born in a Shia's home, If I was born in a Hindu's house, in a Jew's house, in a Christian's house, and if I was brought up like that, and if I had that beliefs, etc., that's a different subject. If we come to it, sometimes we'll discuss it, that how come the person who is born in a Hindu's house will be a Hindu, and why must he go to Jahannam then? There are proper answers for that which Ulama have given. Anyway, if we were born like that, what should be our, who made us, gave us birth in Muslim homes? And any person who has accepted Islam, it wasn't his choice also. Allah guides that person. Nobody can stay in Islam. We that are in Islam and we stay in Islam, it's not of our choice. If Allah wants to, our hearts can turn immediately. And you can become the worst enemy of Islam. And there were those people who are ulama, then they became priests and they preached against Islam. So that can happen. So it's just a gift from Allah, a very special gift of Allah, in which we don't have one iota, one atom of from our side, or that we are Muslims. Whether we are born Muslims, whether we are reverts, it's only, there are so many people who know Islam is the true religion. But tell that hidayat Allah doesn't put in the heart, they don't accept it. They say, we know Muslims are good people, Islam's religion very good, but to accept it, forget practicing, that is a much more greater ni'mat of Allah. But just to accept it, that is a very special gift of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So this is all from Allah ta'ala's side. So Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa, show us the truth as truth. And وَرْزُقْنَا اتِّبَاعًا, and give us the rosy of the ittiba, that 100% we follow all the truth. The truth comes in our hearts, we accept it as the truth, and we practice and follow that truth also. Like all of us will agree, to look at other women, lustful glances is haram. But till that rosy of that tawfiq of it is not in the heart, then a person's fault is again all the time. Anger, we all agree, and we hate ourselves for our anger, but the anger overtakes us again and we become blind, we become like mad people when that anger, we don't realize who we are, what we are saying, what our actions are at that time when that anger overtakes us. Anything else? So this is all from Allah Ta'ala. وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلَ, and to see the falsehood as falsehood. That is also from Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, many wrong things, but a person feels, no, this is right. How many fathers in the house, they say that, what I say must be done. And the wrong things, but no, it's because I'm the father, I'm the big boss. Whatever I say, the boss in a business, in any place, the head of any institution, anything, he's not on the right. But he says, I'm the head, everyone must listen to me. And lot of things go wrong in this, but it happens all the time. So this dua is, what a precious dua, that, oh Allah, let me see every batil, every falsehood, let me see it as falsehood. Let me understand, وَرْزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابَ, and give me the rosy of staying away from every falsehood, which is complete hidayat of a person. And a person's mouth that comes like that, that every haqq, he knows it's haqq, he accepts it from the bottom of his heart, full conviction, and he makes full amal on it also. And every batil, every falsehood, he sees it, he knows it, and he's got full conviction of that batil, and he's saved of it also totally, 100%. And then maut comes to a person, where can there be a superior maut than that? Whether he just dies an ordinary maut, nobody notices him. He doesn't seem to be anybody, but what position he has got by Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And in the same way, amongst the other things which we wanted to discuss today, the one of the programs in the Khanqah is the zikr. And zikr is of La ilaha illallah. And one great virtue of La ilaha illallah, that La ilaha illallah, a person who reads it 100 times a day, riwayat of Mishkat Sharif also, he will come on the day of Qiyamah like the 14th full moon. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum, what ulum of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the ulama, warathatul anbiya, that they understand that ulum. To understand this great knowledge, like for example, in our Jalsa, Maulana Salim Sahib, what a bayan he gave. But a person needs ilm to appreciate that. A person, for example, those who don't know Urdu, they don't get anything from that bayan. A person who has Urdu, but you have to have so much knowledge in order to appreciate that bayan also. Otherwise, it is just a bayan, but to appreciate it. So to appreciate the ulum of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what ulum is required? So in this hadith, that a person who reads 100 times La ilaha illallah a day, he will come on the day of Qiyamah with his face shining like the 14th full moon. Where, what is the comparison? What is the thing compared to what? Why is this comparison? On what is this comparison of 100 times La ilaha illallah and the face shining like the 14th full moon? So what ulum Allah has given to our ulama? Firstly, it could be compared with the sun also. But the sun's rays, a person gets blinded with it. It's too hot for him also. The moon, the rays are very cool, very calm, and a person accepts it very readily, easily. The other thing is that Hadrat explains that with the 14th full moon, when a person starts reading kalima, la ilaha illallah, carries on making his zikr, it is like the crescent, the first, the new moon, which is so fine that many times difficult to see it also. And the whole world looks for the crescent of Ramadan, of the Eids, etc. For every other month also, it's very difficult to see it. But as the days go, that little bit light, which is so wonderful, so enjoyable, that light, it becomes more and more. And the whole moon is there. It doesn't mean the moon is gone away somewhere. The moon is there all the time. But the light of the sun, which is shining on the moon, at the beginning only shines on the edge of it. So you only see that edge. But as the days, nights go, that light becomes bigger and bigger. The moon becomes more lighted up and the darkness goes away. So just like that, a person who reads the kalima regularly 100 times a day, more light will come into him. That means nurani amal, the right things, his life will change. And the darkness in his life, which is the bad actions of his, he's missing namazes, speaking lies, he hasn't got the love of Islam in his heart, for example. He doesn't see Islam as the religion of salvation, or in this dunya also, qabr also, akhirat. He doesn't see it. He sees that enjoyable way of life is a way of fashion, the way of whatever, some pop stars or some musicians or some actors or whatever else, or some sports people or some politicians, that or some rich people, business people. He sees success and honor and greatness in those things. So that will go out of his life. The darkness will go out. And eventually soon, all nur will come, 100%. Like the 14th full moon, there is no darkness left in the moon. Only light. So like that, a person who makes the zikr. So Allah has given us this opportunity of the khanqa, where one, the Quran Sharif, which Allah Ta'ala says, hudal lil muttaqeen. In another place, hudal lil nas. It's a kitab through and through of hidayah. Then the month of Ramadan, where Allah Ta'ala has made it and almost an impossible thing for us to understand, that we stay away from our food, our drink, we're getting up early. Like that, every person will say tahajjud, oh, very hard to get up. But Siri, everyone is getting up. The small children are crying to get up. You don't wake them up, they fight. That why didn't you wake us up? They fighting to keep roza. So Allah has given the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala has given the Quran Sharif. And that is when, if we have come here to the khanqa with the niyat of that hidayat, of that tazkiyah, of getting the truth into us, then Allah has granted that also. And then Allah Ta'ala has put in the khanqa a sheikh. And when our niyat is right, then we will get the maximum benefit. No matter what the sheikh is, what his condition is. Like, to understand this, it's very easy. It comes in the hadith sharif that ana inda dhanni abdi bi. I treat my banda, my slave, according to what conception he has got of me. How he thinks of me, that I'm merciful, that I'm kind, Allah will treat that person according to his conception. Allah is most merciful, is Arhamur Rahimin. But Allah will treat a person how that person has got guman of Allah Ta'ala. And in becoming bay'at also, it is the shaykh has got no say in the bay'at. It is the murid when and the word murid is an Arabic word, is the isme fa'il of arada yurido. Normally we think murid is a Urdu word because it's used by Urdu people, murid, but it's the isme fa'il of arada yurido, the one who makes irada. So the, in a bay'at, a person can, the sheikh cannot make you bay'at, you become bay'at, and the sheikh cannot break your bay'at. It is up to the, in the, up to the murid. It is from his side. And in the same way, his irada he's got of his sheikh, he'll get from Allah Ta'ala, he'll get his treatment, and he'll get everything happen to him according to his irada. If he's got more greater aqidat, muhabbat, azmat, aqidat of the sheikh, so much he's going to benefit. It's not what the sheikh is. The sheikh can be the greatest sheikh, but you got no aqidat in him, no muhabbat, you won't benefit. And your sheikh can be nothing whatsoever. He's even impious, but you have got aqidat, you have got muhabbat, you will benefit fully. So everything is from the murid side. And it is for this reason that in khanqas, the manaqib of the sheikh are spoken about, so that it helps us to boost us. And this is really also a gift from Allah, whom Allah blesses with that. And he has got the, one time I told our Shaykh Damat Barakatum, I love you very much. Hadrat said, Mubarak Manana, that this is, you'll be flying to wilayat now, if you have the muhabbat of the Shaykh. So that's a gift. And whom Allah wants to bring towards him, Allah guides him to a Shaykh, then Allah gives him the love and respect and aqidat of the Shaykh. And how much he's got of that, so much then he reaches Allah Ta'ala. So that is the thing that we should. So yeah, in the Khanqa, which is the month of Ramadan, it's the Quran Sharif, which is the main kitab. We are listening to the Taraweeh the whole, every night. We are making tilawat all the time. Then we have our Shaykh here. Then we have all our programs here. What blessings of Allah Ta'ala. So if we just pay a little attention, and Allah will not deprive anyone. Allah, na'uzu billah, is not like that. Allah Ta'ala will bless little bit, and no be adabi. That is another thing. Disrespect destroys us. And where the worst disrespect is the hidden one from the heart. Ba'ura. He was a very pious, great alim, but he dropped so low. Why? When Musa, he made baddua against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And that what caused him? The disrespect of the Nabi of the time. A person who has got the slightest disrespect of his Nabi, of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that person will be destroyed. And in the same way of the Ahlullah, the Muhaddithin, the Fuqaha, the Ulama, Ahlullah, this is very, very dangerous. So therefore, so those negative things we must not have. We will read it in the kitab also, Islahi Akhlaq, and we will talk about it also, inshallah. So Allah has put everything for us in a plate. Like biryani, the rice is from where, the potatoes are from where, the chicken is from where. You talk of biryani, water comes in the mouth already. You hear about it. So what is biryani? Yeah, Allah has given us biryani of our tazkiyah. Everything Allah has put together here. And if we don't still eat it, then we've only got ourselves to blame. Otherwise, Allah has put everything. One person has seen a very nice dream. MashaAllah, first night already. Just read the dream out. He's shy, he doesn't want his name to be known, but there's nothing wrong if you know the name. He says that last night I had a dream wherein I saw Sheikh Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali supporting the Khanqa of Maulana Abdul Hamid. In the dream, it felt as though Hazrat Sheikh was not only supporting the Khanqa, but he, Rahmatullah Ali, was the founder and the one who started the Khanqa of Maulana Abdul Hamid. And our programs are based on the same pattern of the Khanqa of Hazrat Sheikh, Rahmatullah Ali. Towards the end of the dream, I saw Hazrat Sheikh handing out gifts to all those who had participated in the Khanqa. So there is also Allah Mubashsharat. A dream is a dream, but Mubashsharat have got great value. So Allah has put everything for us. Let us just pay our due attention, and inshallah we can get great benefit from this month. This 30 days will change not our 30 years, but our eternal life of akhirat also. Just spend it correctly, in the correct way. And may Allah not deprive anyone of us. Allah is such that our Shaykh Damat Barakatuh will say, Jo mustahiq azab hai, unko bhi aman de do. Even those who are deserving of punishment, oh Allah, you give them also protection. You give them also, Allah is such, and these are the hearts of our Ahlullah. No matter who, the person who even disrespects them openly, they make dua for those people also. So everything is put for us in a plate. The cake is baked just for us to eat it. We don't even have to make the biryani. We don't have to bake the cake. It is all made just for us to have it. So let us not deprive ourselves of wonderful opportunity Allah has given us in this month. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.